Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of the Gaza Strip in Israel. The Palestinians in Israel have 10,000 suicide bombers ready to attack Israeli Jews. That's the headline. Maurice Hirsch comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The Palestinian support for Hamas spiked, actually, during that 11-day war. What can you tell us about that?
Well, so, Jimmy, we have to really understand what were the underlying currents that brought about the war. Mahmoud Abbas had planned elections at the behest of the Biden administration and the European Union. He didn't want elections because he knew that his Fatah party would lose and that Hamas would win. He eventually cancelled the elections, and that started really a race between the two main parties, Fatah and Hamas, who would be seen as the person most defending the Palestinians' rights to self-determination. So really, the whole war was basically a political battle between Fatah and Hamas and had nothing to do whatsoever with Israel or to fundamentally support violence against Israel designed to kill Israeli citizens.
I do know that Hamas in the past has made a statement that even after the ceasefire that they had some 10,000 Palestinian men who were ready to be suicide bombers. Now, is that bravado, or do they really mean that's available for them at this point in time?
Well, unfortunately, I think that many or a great part of the population in Gaza has been so fundamentally brainwashed over the last 15 years of Hamas rule in Gaza. You're talking about children up to the age of 15 who have never seen any type of other leadership. Dying for Allah, martyrdom is the highest goal of Islam. So I think you have many of those people who are willing to die. Their goal is to kill people, as many people as possible. And if they send their children, their cousins, their neighbors' children to do that terrorist work, well, then that's just fine.
Maurice Hirsch reporting on how Hamas will move forward in their armed struggle against the Jewish state of Israel. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. The Palestinians are committed to an armed struggle against the Jewish state of Israel, which includes 10,000 Hamas suicide bombers. Even Palestinian mothers say that the land of Palestine is more important than their children. These mothers are part of a martyr cult who trains their children up to kill Jews, giving their own lives to do so. That is what the ancient Jewish prophet Ezekiel said would happen in the last days. That's Ezekiel chapter 35, verse 5. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...